then Dalits have found it very hard to move beyond secondary education, especially girls. Huge dropout rate. So, you know, these figures are very, very big wagging. 82% literacy doesn't mean anything beyond that you've actually spent a year in school. So, and if you compare that with the number of children who sit for their class 10 exam, it's ridiculous. The number of enrolled students enrolled at the primary level, number of students who actually complete school, is totally ridiculous. So your 82% will just slide down to God knows what.
What are the main reasons?
Lots of different reasons. If you're poor, you're pulled off to work. School is boring. Because in most children find it very hard to stay in school because school is damn boring. The textbooks are boring, teachers are boring, everybody is boring. And girls that go to school, huge dropout after they attain puberty, safety. That they have to often travel long distances to get to a secondary school, no adequate bus service, no well-lit roads, very important lack of toilet facilities. Then you attain puberty, you have your periods, then what do you do? Or even otherwise, you need hygiene. So there are those reasons. Or they get married early, or they look after their siblings, their girls. There are all these other reasons. For Dalits, I think all of these are magnified more than, you know, five times than they are for the others. So, while education has been very important, there's no point in constantly saying that in India, because we also have to look at what's happening, what kind of education, what do we want to do. And plan has sometimes taken interest. I mean, we really need to be lucky to have that sort of kind of interest. A good bureaucrat can actually do wonders. A good education minister, never mind a stupid party or his party affiliations, if he has the will. You know, people have a lot of power in government in India. You're a mini satrap, you're a mini emperor, you can do things. So those things do happen once in a while, but clear is that. Education and Dalits has been a very, very vexed topic. There's discrimination in the classroom, the children run away because they're constantly being abused. Lots of studies have been done of discrimination in the classroom. I have friends who teach at the Madras University who tell me the MA students from Dalit backgrounds come hungry to class. And the teacher, if he or she is well-meaning, actually spends to feed them. So, you know, hunger is a very real element. You have the noonday meal scheme, yes, but, you know, it works some places, it doesn't work. So, there is all of that as well. Education is something that we need to work at even more and more. But I'm not sure what exactly we're doing sometimes. Then you also what the government does is, it creates these special departments to look after Dalit welfare. So you have these Adi Dravida schools. Pathetic. Really pathetic institutions. If you have Adi Dravida schools, you must be sensitive to make sure either the teachers understand caste, whatever the private practices in school that they learn to abjure caste. Or you have Adi Dravida teachers. If you don't do that, then upper caste teachers who come to these schools are not interested. And you can get away not teaching in India if you're a government teacher. You can get away not teaching. And the teacher is such a revered figure that if you don't turn up for class, it's got to be a very gutsy person who says, why are you not here? And if you're a Dalit, very unlikely you'll ask that question. So those schools don't work for the most part. Then you have Adi Dravida hostels, which are so ill-kept. For a few months ago, there was a hostel right here in Saidapet. Dalit students just blocked the highway saying, look, I mean, this is ridiculous. Our sewage is choked. There's fecal matter everywhere. Our food is rubbish. You know?